Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchStorage.com. Today, I'll be talking about snapshots. 10 years ago, people predicted that snapshot technology would revolutionize backups. But has snapshot technology delivered on its promise? Is it something you can use today? Today, I'll be talking with Curtis Preston, Executive Editor here at TechTarget and independent backup expert, about snapshot technology, how to get started using it in your backup environment, and what to watch out for when using it. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for being here with me today.
Anytime.
So, Curtis, can you explain the difference between a snapshot and a copy?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start because software companies, sometimes confuse the term. A snapshot to me is a virtual copy, right? It is a photo, right? Hence the name of your data. It's a view, if you want to, you know, if we use database terms, it's a view into your data. It's a static view where it looks like a copy. It's standing still, right? So it's a non-changing copy of your data, but it's a virtual copy. A copy is just that. It is a physical copy of your data, which is typically also called a BCV, which a lot of people think is an EMC term, but it's actually there are multiple vendors that use that term. They're just the one that has sold the most, I think. So they get credit with, you know, it being an EMC term, but it's not. A BCV, a business continuous volume, a split mirror, right, where you mirror the data and then you split off that copy. That is what I think of as a copy. A snapshot, the only space that a snapshot takes up is once you take a snapshot, the moment it is created, it doesn't take up any space. As time goes by and you have to store the bytes that were in the snapshot as they were at the time you took the snapshot in a separate place because those same bytes have been overwritten by more recent data. The size of the snapshot grows over time. But whereas a copy, you take a copy immediately, your storage requirements just went up two times, right? So that's the difference between a snapshot and copy. One is virtual, one is physical.
Okay. So are snapshots for everyone? How do you know if this technology is right for your backup environment?
I honestly think snapshots are for everyone, right? Assuming they can mitigate some of the challenges and things that can occur with snapshots, assuming that they're using, the right kind of snapshots, and assuming that they're doing the things that you need to do to get the data in the right frame of mind. It's coming to mind, but that's not really the right word there. To get it into the right state prior to taking the snapshot, and then assuming that you have something to control and manage and configure and report on this snapshot process, I say absolutely. Snapshots, not only are they for everyone, they really can revolutionize backups, as you know, as the promise suggested several years ago. So I will say that, because I didn't say it up front, a snapshot, since it is a virtual copy, it's really kind of worthless unless you replicate it to another storage system. It's not completely worthless, but a snapshot, unlike a copy, relies on the storage system that it is snapshotting. So if you have a RAID 5 array and you have a double disk failure and you go to your snapshot to do a restore, that snapshot won't be any good because it's relying on the original storage. I just thought that that's certainly something that should be talked about.
Right. Now, what are the challenges associated with using snapshots for backup?
Yeah, it's funny. I probably should have given that last part, that last answer, as an answer to this question. That is one of the challenges, is that sometimes people don't realize that a snapshot is a virtual copy, and then they, you know, try to do a restore from it after a physical failure. The other challenge, I would say, is that not all snapshot technology is created equal. There is the most common type of snapshot technology is called copy on write. And what that means is that when you create a snapshot, and then after that snapshot is created, let's say an application needs to update a block, the previous copy of that block, before that block is overwritten by the new version, you have to copy that previous version of that block out to some snapshot volume, some snapshot area where you're keeping this history. And then you can overwrite the block. That's why it's called copy on write, because you copy the block out as you write. That's the most common type of snapshot. In terms of, when I say most common, I'd say, I mean that in terms of, if we look at all the vendors, more vendors do copy on write than do redirect on write, which is the other type. I actually think that redirect on write snapshots are more deployed, used more. So redirect on write is very different, where the original block, the block from, you know, so you got some storage, you take a snapshot, and then you go to write something new to that same area. The new write is written in a different place, and then there's a pointer that is changed so that the old, when you're accessing the snapshot, it's just a pointer is changed. The difference here, if you listen to those two descriptions between copy on write and redirect on write, is that copy on write requires a separate volume for the snapshot history data, whereas redirect on write uses the same volume for snapshot history data. The difference here, and this would have been much easier if we could have a whiteboard, but you know, this is a podcast, so we'll do our best. But the difference here is in two things. One is in that snapshot volume, that extra volume required in the copy on write, and then the other is the difference in performance. The advantage of the copy-on-write method is that the snapshot data is in this extra volume. If you fill up that snapshot volume, the only thing that happens is that your snapshot, you have to delete some snapshots because you can no longer keep any additional history on that snapshot. But that's the worst that would happen. Your primary data would continue unaffected. Redirect-on-write, if you fill up the volume with snapshot history, you also affect the primary volume, which is what copy-on-write vendors use to sort of slam the redirect-on-write vendors. But here's the real difference, and that is performance. Redirect-on-write snapshots have a significantly better performance level when you take a lot of them. If you take a copy-on-write snapshot and you keep it for 90 days, and let's say you take a copy-on-write snapshot every hour and keep that for, say, 72 hours, and you take one every day and you keep that for 90 days, and you do that with a copy on write system, you will, your performance will go down really, really significantly. And so people don't use copy on write snapshots that way. They use copy on write snapshots to create a stable virtual copy of the volume that they want to back up, and then they back it up using some other method. The redirect on write snapshot vendors, the biggest of which would be NetApp, they use snapshots the way I just described, where you take one once an hour, you take one once a day, you take one once a week, and you keep them all at different levels of time, and you can end up with hundreds of snapshots kept for months at a time without a significant performance difference. And so that's the first challenge, is that have to make sure you're aware of your type of snapshot technology, and if you plan on keeping data for weeks or months at a time, or keeping snapshots that long, then you really need to use a redirect on write style snapshot. The second challenge is because the first one was the physical copy versus virtual copy thing. The third challenge would be about the data itself. You really can't or shouldn't take a snapshot of data that isn't ready to be photographed. You know, it's just like taking a photo. If you've ever taken a photo of a group of people, trying to get them all stand still and not, you know, one of them making a goofy face or putting the old V sign above somebody's head or something stupid like that, it's just like the data. You got a whole bunch of data. You got to get it all to stand still. so you don't end up with, you know, a goofy photo. Well, that is less of a challenge with unstructured data, but more of a challenge with structured data. So Oracle databases, Exchange, SQL Server, you know, DB2, Sybase, anything like that, you need to do something with the database prior to making a snapshot of the data. The most common example here being Oracle, you need to put Oracle in backup mode, for example, prior to taking a snapshot. If you don't, you are most of your backups and most of your restores will work, but occasionally you will get a restore that Oracle is unable to recover from, because if you don't take the snapshot, you're forcing Oracle to go into or whatever application to go into crash recovery mode when you recover from that snapshot. Whereas if you put it in backup mode or did the right thing, then it won't go into that mode. So when it goes into crash recovery, that doesn't always work. So that's what I'm saying. You're sort of playing Russian roulette there. So I think we've covered, and you know, we talked in the last thing is, yes, you must copy that data out to another location, which means you need bandwidth and you need a separate storage system for that.
Okay. Now, the common perception may be that snapshotting is a storage system feature, but that's only one place that the technology may reside. What are some other implementations where you would use snapshots?
Yeah, so I'd say it's pretty common. It's certainly not a misconception. It's a belief, mainly because that's where most people do their snapshots. That's where most people that have been successful in deploying snapshots have done them. That is not to say that there are not other products. Certainly, this is again that long-running argument of any feature that should be in the storage system versus out in the network or in the host. So just like RAID, just like volume managers, snapshot functionality can be done in the storage array. It can be done in some sort of virtualization system that sits in the SAN in between the storage array and the host, and it can be done in volume management software in the host. So where is it best to do it? We are not going to solve that question today. This goes, you know, this is that long-running argument over where it is best to do any type of, it's really a virtualization feature. So the question is, it's really about where your company has chosen to do virtualization. Now, I will say, going back to the whole copy-on-write versus redirect-on-write, if you want to do redirect-on-write snapshots, most of the vendors, I don't think it's all, but the vast majority of redirect-on-write vendors are storage-level snapshots. So if you're going to use the SAN virtualization or software level snapshots, chances are you're only going to be able to use it as a method of getting the data to stand still while you're backing it up via some other method.
So if snapshots are so great, Curtis, why haven't they revolutionized backups yet?
I don't know. I'm a huge fan, right? I would say, actually, that they have revolutionized backups for a lot of people. There's a bunch of reasons here. One, it goes back to that copy-on-write mechanism, right? When you look, this comes down to vendors, right? So when you look at, just talk about EMC and NetApp, right? The two mass competitors. You know, there's also IBM and HTS in terms of large vendors, but let's just talk about EMC versus NetApp. When you talk to NetApp, snapshots are awesome. You know, snapshot everything, replicate everything, snap mirror, snap vault, all this kind of stuff. They really sell strongly that tape backup or even regular traditional style backup to anything, not just tape, but to virtual tape or whatever. Is so like 10 years ago, right? And I tend to have to agree with them, right? So if you go down that route, NetApp and vendors like them, you will hear that story. You will hear a consistent story of you should snapshot and replicate everything, and you really don't need traditional backup. And then look at EMC and other copy-on-write vendors, and their story has been quite the opposite, because because they're using copy-on-write technology, they are not able to make snapshots to that degree. You can use and leverage snapshots in EMC technology, but not to this level. So that's part of it, is that there is an inconsistent story. Not everybody can do the type of snapshotting that I'm talking about. So that's certainly part of it. The other is that progress in the backup and recovery space moves at a glacial pace. Wow, that like actually rhymed. we could do a little rap, I think, on that. It moves really, really slow. Backup people, by nature, are paranoid people, right? We are keeping the copy of everything, right? One of my things I often say is, one day the world is going to crash, and I'm going to have the backup tape, right? that is the goal. So if you are the final line of defense, you tend to be really slow about implementing new technology. And while I completely understand and respect that that challenge, at some point, someone needs to evaluate these newer technologies, specifically snapshot and replication, which some of us call near CDP, and then also CDP, which is not a snapshotting technology, but it's related because it's an incremental forever replication utilizing backup technology as opposed to the traditional batch-level backup processing. At some point, someone needs to examine these newer technologies and say, hey, you know, at some point we need to revolutionize instead of evolutionize our backup system. It may mean you need to change your storage vendor. It may mean that you need to do a heck of a lot of work up front to test it and to do all of that. But, you know, what can I say? The water's warm, right? It's time to come on in. So, you know, it hasn't changed it because of all those reasons. And to go back to my first part of my answer, it has changed it for a lot of people. Talk to people that are doing fully snapshot-based backups. Look at the discussions that I've had on Backup Central where I argue about how snapshot-based backup, also known as near CDP, can totally, with proper management and reporting, can totally replace a traditional backup system, including having both on-site and off-site backups without touching a tape, without making a tape that you have to hand to a dude in a truck, which can get lost. And, you know, you end up having to go on Larry King and explain why you lost people's backup tapes.
All right. Well, thank you for all those answers, Curtis.
Anytime.
And for more information on snapshots, you can visit searchstorage.com.